Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this episode of Hope. Title today is Bless, and the scripture is Psalm 108, and the song is Bless His Holy Name by Andrea Crouch. And I was just thinking of blessings and the blessing of all and how much we are blessed by the Lord. And just actually wondering where the phrase bless your heart came from. I know I've probably said it before, but when I'm having issues with someone or well, let me reverse back a little bit because it just in the scriptures it says as we wait for Christ, Jesus's return, we need to go out and make disciples of all nations. We need to love each other as Jesus loved us, and we need to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. And this is God's way for us in Christ. And just to be thankful and to worship God with reverence and awe all the time. And I was just thinking how hard it is to do some of those things on a regular basis. The one that kind of struck me was, you know, the loving your neighbor as yourself or loving each other as Jesus loved us. And just in the way we behave towards each other, especially in this day and age. But then I brought it back to me, how I behave to those around me, those I'm surrounded with. And with most people, I love and I'm loving to them and kind and gracious. But then there are those that just, oh my goodness. It's so hard to love. And as I said, I've mentioned this before, there are a few people that they're that thorn in one side. And when one is constantly around some of these people that just drain all energy, all our life out of one, or are just constantly horrible. It can be just so hard to love those people. But what the Holy Spirit has said is pray for them. And in the, I think it's in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, where it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. And praying for these people who drive me completely batty is one way. It's probably the only way to be able to love them as much as we are supposed to, like Jesus did. But when even that proves hard to pray for somebody, the Holy Spirit just said to ask the Lord to bless their hearts. Because once I start praying that, Lord, please bless so-and-so's heart, please bless so-and-so's heart, it frees my heart from anger and bitterness and all the stuff. It just frees me up and it loosens my heart and my spirit. And I just, once I keep repeating that, I repeat it till I actually mean it. And that is the crux of it, because I can just say it kind of like in the southern part of the USA. That's the, you know, people always just go, oh, bless their heart. Oh, bless his heart. Oh, bless her heart. And sometimes it is in sympathy. Sometimes it is in amusement. But I've noticed that a lot of the times it is they're just throwing some shade at that person. And that can be part of it. So I just keep saying it till I actually mean it. And in doing that, it frees up my spirit and frees my anger or my bitterness from continuing on that person. And then it opens the doorway so that I am able to love on them like Jesus says we should do, is love each other as Jesus loves us. But again, it is so important that we release the anger and just give it to the Lord. And just keep praying for those you have issues with, and the Lord will make a way and show you the way to be able to love them the way we are supposed to. Even I was thinking Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act, I think one of her, when she was in the nun's outfit, I think it also changes how you view yourself, which is as children of God, believers, we are supposed to take on the way of Jesus. And it, Whoopi Goldberg was dressed as a nun and through the whole movie. And when they finally caught the mobsters or whatever, instead of swearing at them as she would normally have done in her previous life before she put on the nun's outfit and became a nun for a little bit, she just said, "God bless you," to the mobsters or something to that effect. But it was almost the words that came out of her mouth had the intonation of something else. But again, if we continue to say these things, it resonates. And then, and even whoever we say it to shifts their inside, because that is a blessing from God. And if we say, "God bless you," it shifts where we're coming from. It's like we're coming from Christ. We're not coming from ourselves. And it's so important to do that, because that is what Jesus said we should do, is to love each other, to rejoice always, to pray continually, and go make disciples of all nations. And we have to do that in love, because there's no other way to do that. So I pray that you're able to bless those in your life, even those who drive you crazy. You just ask the Lord to bless their hearts, and I pray that it loosens up your spirit and it loosens up their spirit, and you're able to love on them as Jesus loves on us. So anyway, the song "Bless His Holy Name," as I said, by Andrea Crouch, is just blessing the Lord. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things." Yes, He has. Bless His holy name. And it is, again, just repeating that song over and over again just makes you marvel at the wonder that God has done for each and every one of us. So I pray you are blessed by it and blessed by the scripture. Psalm 108 reads, "My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, you who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Amen. I pray this scripture and this song speak to you. As I said, those who are bothering you, if we just bless their hearts, God takes care of everything. We just need to do our part and pray continually, show love, and mean the blessing of one's heart. So it loosens up our hearts, our spirit, and it lets God take over and do what only God can do. So till next time, be blessed, be encouraged, and please share. And may God bless you and keep you.